This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD9DJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News, the Thanksgiving edition for Wednesday, November 26th, 2025. The results of the 2025 ARRL Division elections were announced on Friday, November 21st. In the ARRL Pacific Division, current director John Litz, NZ6Q, was declared the winner, defeating Bob Valio, W6RGG. In the Southeastern Division, current director Mickey Baker, N4MB, was declared the winner, defeating Tom Schaefer, NY4I, Jim Kovacek, K8JK, and Northern Florida Section Manager Scott Roberts, KK4ECR. In the Southwestern Division, current director Richard Norton, N6AA, was declared the winner, defeating Arizona Section Manager Rick Parquette, W7RAP. John Kitchens, NS6X, who is the Santa Barbara Section Manager, was declared the winner, defeating David Ginsburg, N3BKV, for the position of Vice Director. Winners will assume their roles beginning January 1st, 2026. And for more election information, please go to ARRL.org. A big event Saturday over the holiday weekend, a live YouTube telethon to support ARRL Teachers Institute on wireless technology. You will not want to miss this. The annual YouTube telethon to raise money for ARRL Teachers Institute on wireless technology will be held on Saturday, November 29th, 2025, beginning at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, that's 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, on the Ham Radio Crash Course YouTube channel hosted by Josh Nash, KI6NAZ. Join NAS and several other amateur contributors for a fun and entertaining live stream. They'll cover a variety of radio topics and technology. ARRL Director of Education and Learning Steve Goodgame, K5ATA, will discuss the impact of the Teachers Institute on the educators who have attended the professional development sessions and how they carry that experience back to their schools to inspire students every day. Use the following link to the YouTube page and set a reminder for Saturday's live stream. You'll find that at www.arrl.org/telethon. The ARRL Teachers Institute on Wireless Technology is a donor-funded program designed to help classroom teachers elevate their STEM, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics programs through the use of wireless technology. Donations can be made to www.arrl.org/give-to-STEM. The ARRL-VEC has processed most of the backlog of 2,500-plus license applications that could not be filed with the FCC during the recent federal government shutdown. Intermittent outages across several FCC systems, including CORS, that's used for payment, may delay processing of new, upgraded, and renewal license applications, as well as individual and club filings. Some FCC search pages may display access denied or time out. Please be patient and try again as the FCC works to resolve these issues. Candidates who still need an FRN, that's an FCC registration number, should continue to visit the CORS website. An FCC alert detailing these ongoing website issues is available at fcc.gov. December Youth Month 2025 is about ready to get underway. During the entire month of December, many young hams around the world will be active with YOTA, Youth on the Air, as the suffix in their call signs. In the U.S., looks for one-by-one special event signs and regular call signs. The idea is to share the amateur radio hobby with youth and to encourage youngsters to be active on the amateur radio bands. For example, you could give a demonstration in a school or local club, get together with friends, grab a pizza, and make some QSOs or enjoy a great pile-up. Feel free to make a QSO with the youngsters. They are happy to get some attention and exchange information. Licensed and unlicensed youth, with the help of a licensed amateur operator, will be making those QSOs. And be aware, this could be their first radio contact ever. Give them a chance to experience a possible new hobby. Here is a direct link to the DX cluster already filtered to activate stations within the December YOTA month activity. DYM stations 2025. Get ready for SantaNet 2025. For the 16th consecutive year, the 3916 Nets will be presenting the SantaNet on 3.916 MHz. Girls and boys can talk to Santa Claus via amateur radio nightly at 7 p.m. Central, starting Friday, November 28th, the day after Thanksgiving, through Christmas Eve, December 24th. We enjoy helping young people and their families have a shared Christmas experience that they'll always remember, said Pete Thompson, KE5GGY. Christmas time is a very special time for all of our Nets every year, and we're thrilled to introduce young people to the excitement of amateur radio. Youngsters can talk to Santa at the North Pole via strategically placed operators who relay the voice of Santa. Thompson said the Santa Net is a team effort that involves a number of 3916 Net members. In our first year, we connected 10 kids to Santa on ham radio, and it's grown steadily since. This year, we're expecting over 1,000 children to participate. And prior to each night's Santa Net, pre-net check-ins can be made at www.cqsanta.com. For more information on the Santa Net, visit their website, www.3916nets.com. The Battleship Iowa Amateur Radio Association, BIARA, and the Iowa's Innovation Engineering and Technology Team, IET, will activate the ship's original NEPM Navy call sign on December 6th through the 7th, 2025. In addition, operators on the Battleship Alabama will activate their ship's original NEMW call sign on the same days. The activations will be in memory of the attack on Pearl Harbor on December 7th, 1941, and all the radio amateurs and aficionados who answered the call, taking their skills into the military and civilian war efforts. Federal Communications Commission has issued a waiver to Section 97.111, subparagraph A, to allow appropriately licensed amateur radio operators to work NEPM and NEMW stations for this limited event. Amateurs are reminded that they may not transmit on the military frequencies issued to NEPM or NEMW. Amateur radio operators must operate within the privileges of their licenses, and licensees of other countries not under the FCC jurisdiction are advised to refer to the regulations imposed by their licensing agencies before calling NEPM or NEMW. For more information, frequencies, and the NEPM-NEMW QSL card, please follow the detailed instructions found at biara.org. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. AMSAT ambassadors provide presentations, demonstrate communicating through amateur satellites, and host information tables at club meetings, ham fest, conventions, maker fairs, and other events. AMSAT ambassador Clint Bradford, K6LCS, offers a 75-minute live Zoom presentation on working the Easy satellites with gear most hams already own. And if you think one would be appropriate for your club or event, you can reach out to Clint by emailing him at clint@mail.net. Clint has never given the same show twice. Each of his more than 180 presentations has been customized and tailored to his audience. Thanks to Clint, more and more hams are learning about satellite operations when there would be no local ham to present satellite operations to them. If you are a satellite operator and would like to become an AMSAT ambassador, visit amsat.org/ambassador. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. A reminder that ARRL headquarters will be closed for the Thanksgiving holiday on Thursday and Friday, November 27th and 28th. The ARRL letter and ARRL audio news will both be published early this week on Wednesday, November 26th. During the holiday break, W1AW will not transmit bulletins or code practice, and the station will be closed to visitors. ARRL HQ will reopen on Monday, December 1st at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's 1300 UTC. Members can continue to take advantage of the many services at www.arrl.org. Just ahead in radio sport, November 27th, it's the RSGB 80-meter Autumn Series. That's CW. November 29th and 30th, it's the CQ Worldwide DX Contest. That's also CW. December 2nd, the ARS Spartan Sprint, CW. December 4th, the QRP ARCI Top Band Sprint. That's CW. December 4th and 5th, the Walk for the Bacon QRP Contest, CW as well. December 4th, it's the NRAU 10-meter Activity Contest, CW Phone and Digital. Also on December 4th, the SKCC Sprint Europe CW. December 5th, the NCCC FT4 Sprint Digital. And also on December 5th, it's the weekly RTTY test. That's digital. And December 5th through the 7th, the ARRL 160 meter contest. That is CW. And remember to visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information. Upcoming Section State and Division Conventions, December 12th and the 13th, the Tampa Bay Ham Fest hosting the ARRO West Central Florida Section Convention. That's in Plant City, Florida. January 10th, Ham Radio University hosting the ARRL New York City Long Island Section Convention. That's in Brookville, New York. January 16th and 17th, the Southwest Florida Regional Ham Fest hosting the ARRL Southern Florida Section Convention in Fort Myers, Florida. January 30th and the 31st, Jackson MS Capital City Ham Fest hosting the ARRL Mississippi State Convention in Jackson, Mississippi. And looking ahead on February 7th, the Hendricks County Ham Fest hosting the ARRL Indiana Section Convention. That's in Danville, Indiana. And on February 13th through the 15th, the Orlando Hamcation hosting the ARRL South Eastern Division Convention in Orlando, Florida. And remember to search the ARRL Hamfest and Convention database to find events in your area. And finally this week, thanks to the Cookeville Repeater Association in Cookeville, Tennessee, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeaters. Happy Thanksgiving!
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.